So yesterday I went to a Bronx Fathers Take Action. And basically it was a panel about seven guests, including our Bronx Borough President, Ruben Diaz Jr., who basically discussed what it is to be a father today in our community. What are they doing for the youths in our community, and how you can better your relationship as a parent with your child in our community. It was a very, very good discussion. There was a few people there that talked about suicide and domestic violence and abuse, violence in the street, the financial issues at school, how men as fathers are not being recognized, how they're not being appreciated, and taking in a lot of negative response to fathers. It was very crucial for me to be there and see this and listen to what they each had to say, and everyone that was there participated, and it was nice to see minority fathers being present. It was a little mind-boggling that I didn't see a lot of Latino parents there. The only Latinos that were there were females, and there were maybe four or five of us. Meanwhile, the rest were African American. There were no Latino father figures in the place to be. And that bothered me. That kind of stuck with me. They also expressed how men need help as well, and they're conditioned to be protectors and to be strong and to be tough and to not show emotions. But yesterday, they actually expressed that men are way more emotional than females are. It's just that they hide it behind their strong exterior, but they are really, really vulnerable, and they need the guidance and they need the help, and they need to release the emotion, because if you don't release the emotion, you're not able to unblock your soul. You're not able to communicate with your partner or your family. You're not able to love, and you're not able to get the help that you may need. There were a few men that got up and responded to this and admitted the fears of being a father, admitted the fear of not being the perfect father, admitted the fear that they don't know how to be a father or a daddy at that. So I got a lot out of it, and I just wanted to let you guys know, female or male, but mostly male, it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be emotional. It's okay to express your hardships. It's easy. It's good to express what you want to do, how you want to do it, so we can understand better. So we as females, or as your family, or as a community, we can understand, know, and help put this into action, because we need fathers. We need daddies. Father and daddy to me are two different things. Daddy is the one that sits with you and does your homework, goes to the park and plays with you, teaches you things. If they have to braid a little girl's hair, they'll braid a little girl's hair. Maybe a freaking mess, they're doing it because they have to and they want to. They want to experience and provide everything that they can provide. Anybody can be a father and anybody can be a mother, but a mommy and daddy is very, very crucial and very important, and we need much more of that. I also learned, and I know from experience, that it's not always about what you can give your children. If there's love, if there's presence, and you show up, that is more than enough. That is all a child really wants, is the attention and the focus and your assistance with them and to be with them. That's what we remember. I remember my daddy doing things as I was young, that made me into the woman that I am today, as well as being an amazing husband to my mom. So you just have to be present and just be you. No one's tough. No one's tough if like this tough thing that we have around men, we need to let that go, because it's affecting us. It's affecting them. There's a lot of emotional baggage, even with the men out here today that are not fathers, just in the dating world. You can see how whatever emotional issues they have, whatever went on in their families, whatever happened in their growing up or with their dads, it has taken a total effect, and others are witnesses to it. Others are affected by it because you're not letting no one in because of your emotional baggage. You have to let the emotional baggage go. You cannot be a better man for yourself or for anyone if you have that emotional baggage and you're in denial about it. You know, I'm tough. Oh, I'm 30 something. I'm a grown man. I don't need to be doing that. No, let yourself go. Live life in love because love will love you back. Do you know that there's 19.1 million fatherless homes in the United States? 19.1 million. That's a lot, people. Let's get in line, take care of our kids and ourselves. And of course, our mental health. Your girl's The Essence right here on Anchor FM.